Good morning and welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair. The Friday edition is only 1 hour, and I thank you for being tuned in, and thanks to the previous show bringing in all those great listeners that are involved in the arts. And TJ just drove by in his city pickup truck, and this is what's nice about this town is I can watch people drive by and identify a lot of them and say hello right on the air because I know they're listening. Well, it's a hot day today. Already 80 degrees and plenty of sunshine, and I am happy to be alive and enjoy all of the greenery and flowers and gardens, etc. And I'm also happy that I have my guest in studio with me, and his name is Steve Paoli, and Steve has been my guest on a couple of occasions, but I always enjoy talking to him. He's a musician and whatever else, I don't know, because I haven't seen you for a while. What are you up to nowadays, Steve Paoli?
Hey, good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning to you. What's with the bee on the hat?
That's for bears.
As in Chicago?
Yeah.
Why?
I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, I should know that.
And I still kind of hang on to the bears, even though they're terrible.
Yeah, well, you know, they might be challenging this season.
Yeah.
You know, the expectations for the Bears now would be a 50-50 season, and they'd be probably happy.
Yes.
And not embarrass themselves, lose by a field goal at the end of a game, etc. Now, the Vikings' expectations are too huge for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, well, you have to win. You know, we got to get to the Super Bowl. Anyhow, enough about that. It is a beautiful morning this morning, and I was out on County Road 47 recently, and I just am amazed at how many Taylor trucks are out there. And then, of course, I think Mr. Taylor is down in Nashville or someplace in Tennessee with the operation there.
Yeah.
And you used to work there? You still do?
Nope, I don't anymore.
Okay, what do you do now?
Right now, I'm just doing drum lessons out of my cabin, which is going really well. And I have a website, havefunplaydrums.com, that people can go to and find out, you know, what I charge and what my, you know, mode of operation is to get people playing.
Well, you just said something, my cabin.
Yeah.
And it's June and it's hot, and my cabin sounds like up north.
Nope, it's just outside of Northfield.
Oh, a cabin.
Yeah, I'm renting a cabin.
Okay.
And it's just perfect for that because...
On a lake around here?
It's kind of close to a lake, but it's not on the lake.
Okay, like Union or...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So it's not far to go out there and get drum lessons.
Nope.
It'll take about 10 minutes from downtown Northfield.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's going well for you?
It's going really well. Okay. I've got a couple openings for some more students, and I'm recommending even some older folks that maybe have played drums in the past and maybe put it down for a while that want to get back into it again. Now is a great time to do that. I have a student that's 73 years old that played drums in high school, got married, had to put them, put the sticks aside for a while, got his kids grown, and they're all out of the house now, and he thought, I'm going to get back into it again. So he comes out for a half-hour lesson. We go through some stuff. He plays along, and then he goes home and does his homework and comes back, and it's great. It's great for the cardio. It's great for everything to keep the limbs moving and keep the blood flowing.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I mean, that is work. Playing drums is definitely work. And this guy at 73, is there anything new that he learned? I assume that being a professional like yourself and being a high school drummer, there is a difference in ideas and techniques, etc. But did he say, like, wow, I didn't know that? Or, my goodness, I didn't know that.
You bet. Yeah, he's kind of amazed by how everything has changed now. You know, when he was younger, and even when I was younger, if you wanted to learn a song without reading the music, you'd put the record on or... and kind of slow it down with your hand so the drum sounded really slow. Or if it had that little the knob that goes from 45 to 33, my parents actually had one that went to 16. It slowed down to 16, and it went up to 78. So I was able to slow stuff down. That's how he had to learn stuff, too. And now with YouTube, if you find a song you want to learn, you just go find a version of it on YouTube. Or even better, somebody else covering it. So you can watch somebody else play along with that. with that song and, you know, kind of get an idea that way.
I mean, do you have to remember when to hit the cymbals for exams or the hi-hat?
Yep, all of that stuff.
I mean, a novice, because I never, well, I sat behind a drum set, but that, you know, made a fool of myself. But I always thought everything was done, what do they say when you just do it automatically?
Naturally.
Yeah, you know, just like.
Second nature.
Well, I didn't know you read music to play in a band as a drummer.
Yeah. There is drum music. I don't use it a lot in my career. I don't see it very often, but.
Impromptu is what I was trying to say. You know, but evidently there is a script or music score sheet or whatever you call it that says, okay, we're going to be doing this song, and drummer, here's what I want. And so it's not just like, hey, this would be good riff right in here. It's all thought out and planned.
Yeah, usually. Well, especially in high school or any kind of major league thing where you're doing a movie soundtrack or a commercial jingle, that music's already written out for the drummer. He has to come in and play it exactly how it's written with very little room for interpretation. That's why those guys get paid the money that they do. And, yeah, but in our level, I don't use as much drum music. I don't use any when I'm teaching. It's all... I want to get the kids or the students, whoever it is, you know, just moving their hands and feet and stuff like that without getting involved in all kinds of try to read this and then bring it to the drum set and play it.
Do you use all four limbs when you're playing the drums or just three?
Well, I use five. The fifth limb is my voice, and because I sing with CBO and some of the other bands I'm in, we call that the fifth limb. So, yeah, I got everything going all the time.
Wow. And do you think about everything, or has it become automatic with a lot of practice?
It's mostly the latter. I'd like it to be second nature for my students, because that way they don't have to think about, okay, now I have to move my hand over here and play the ride cymbal. It's just got to be all natural. So we start with just real simple, you know, tap the table or tap the drum pad with the sticks three times. I mean, get that stuff going, the real fundamental stuff early on.
Well, so when you were a kid, I would imagine they didn't have electronic drum pads. You had to make the noise in the house or in the garage.
Yeah. And so, my father actually made me drums before. I got a set when I was four, but the heads were made out of paper, so I went through that really quick. And they didn't want to buy another drum set right away, so my dad made me drums out of coffee cans. And my mom worked at a plastic company, and she would bring home these sheets of plastic, and he would stretch them over the coffee cans and tape them down or fasten them down somehow, and then he would, you know, see what tone that had and then get a bigger can and a bigger can. So I actually played on coffee cans and stuff like that, boxes, for a couple of years before I got another drum set.
Did you ever play the trumpet in the on an empty toilet tissue roll? Didn't we all?
Oh, absolutely, You know, with the broom or a guitar, you know, or a hockey stick as the bass guitar, absolutely. I mean... I'm a little bit sad about how times have changed so much so that our children don't use their creativity like we did when we didn't have much. Our imagination was wide open. I mean, we could go play with a stick in the yard all day long, you know. And then it's a little sad that kids now, everything is so right there for them that they don't even want to use their imaginations for things like that anyway.
And for homework. And anything, they can just Google.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure some of them even do it during a test, you know, don't get caught. I'll tell you what, you don't want to get caught with the graduation party and no food to serve. What you want to do is you want to contact the quarterback club here in Northfield and talk to any of the professionals there, including the owner, Dale Finger, locally owned, locally managed. He works there. And you can say, hey, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to serve ham sandwiches and scallop potatoes or chicken or whatever. They have a huge menu that you can choose from. Catering, it has to be the QB, the quarterback club right here in Northfield, Minnesota. 13 minutes after 10 o'clock on this very hot Friday morning, and Steve Paoli is my guest here this morning. He is a professional drummer. And by the way, speaking of that, I met your kids at the quarterback club one night. A mutual friend of ours introduced me to you. Mm-hmm. And those kids, where are they at now? I mean, time flies. I have I'll figure out. I think they were grade schoolers when I met them. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Okay.
One just finished eighth grade, Maggie, so she'll be starting high school next year. My son Marcus just finished his junior year.
Wow.
He'll be a senior here next year in Northfield. And then my daughter just moved to my oldest daughter, Allie, just moved to Boston last week.
And Boston?
Boston, Massachusetts. Her fiance got a job with the Bruins. That's a major in National Hockey League team.
Yeah.
He's a marketing whiz with a hockey background. He played 4 years at St. Mary's in Winona. And he was an intern with the Wild and just got a job with the Bruins. So they just moved to Boston last week.
Well, that's going to be a cultural shock for her.
Very excited. They're really excited.
Well, fortunately, so what is she going to do if he's going to be, you know, those people work 15 hours a day.
She wants to be a curator, which is a very narrow field, but that's what she went to school for, and that's where her expertise is. So she was at the Science Museum of Minnesota working there, and now she's going to move to Massachusetts. And her fiancé has some contacts with the Bruins that may be able to find her a job either with a museum in Boston or at the New England Sports Hall of Fame, which is at TD Garden where the Bruins play. It's kind of all under one group. So he's got a solid job waiting for him, and she's got a lot of contacts that she can go out and dabble in. And museums, boy, I tell you, I don't know, maybe New York or L.A. or London, but Boston is definitely a great town for that.
Oh, well,
so she's in good hands. Yeah.
Wow, she'll probably become a Celtic fan.
I don't know. They're not big basketball fans, so I think they'll probably stick to the... And it'll be tough to change their allegiance from the Wild and the Blackhawks to the Bruins, but
and
the Bruins are signing your paychecks.
And what the Patriots.
The Patriots, yeah, and the Red Sox.
Well,
all our other
new
neighbors.
If she's into that or he's into that, well, obviously he is, but that'll be interesting when your daughter is home and the Red Sox play the Twins here, which can happen every other decade. And and of course the Patriots and the Vikings. It'll be interesting for them.
Yeah.
And any children yet?
For those two, no.
Okay.
Nope. They are waiting, and they want to get their careers off and running before they dabble into raising children. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're pretty young kids.
Yeah, 23 and 24, so they got time.
10:15 on the Wayne Eddy Affair on a Friday morning. Steve Paoli is my guest on your radio station. 95.1 FM, the one. The first time you were a guest of mine, we didn't have that 95.1 FM.
Nope, that's right.
So I imagine you were surprised when you heard the saying.
I like it. It's very cool. Nice and concise.
Now, there are things going on in this community that benefit a lot of people. You're talking about your daughter wanting to be a curator, and of course, generally, those are nonprofit organizations, and they are helpful for the community or for people. And I'm talking to somebody that's looking at the telephone.
Oh, I was just getting my notes together here because I saw a segue in our future.
Oh, okay. That's one of my pet peeves, but I forget that it can be used. You know, I'm thinking it's texting and, you know, I love you and all that stuff.
Oh, I would not do that on FM radio. I would not.
Okay. So I see a picture that came up on your phone, and who is that young lady?
Yeah, this is Alyssa Leonard. She's a mom and a wife, lives here in town, and a singer, a very talented singer. And she has part of a group called Sister that she does with her two sisters.
Yeah, and it isn't Sisters, it's Sister.
Right.
I've had them in here.
Oh,
let me see the picture of which one. They're all very attractive women.
Yeah.
I remember her. Yeah. Yeah, they've been on the show. They've been at the Grand Theater.
Yeah.
Why do you carry a picture around of her?
Well, I wanted to make mention of the fact that we're doing a benefit for Alyssa. She was diagnosed with stage 4.
Spore?
Stage 4 kidney and liver cancer at the end of January of this year. Her immune system is too weak for traditional chemotherapy, and the only hope she has to save her life is an alternate treatment not covered by insurance. The cost of that treatment is about $150,000, and obviously has taken Alyssa and her husband, Tom, out of work. They own a family business here in Northfield, and it depends heavily on them working full-time for income. Due to her treatment, they're not able to run the daily activities of the business.
What is the business?
Tom runs festival sound and lighting, so he does staging and lights for a lot of festivals in the all around the state of Minnesota and around the country. So they're trying to get, you know, trying to pool their resources to try to get her some help on this. It's her only option. And one of the things that we are doing is a charity fund golf classic at Keys Cafe. And that is Monday, June 25th of this year at Keys Cafe, which is in Roseville, Minnesota. And it's a golf tournament and a fundraiser for Alyssa. I believe Sister will be performing. I'll be in performing with them. I'm in their house band, so I'll be doing that. And we're just trying to raise money for her and her family to try to get her back on her feet and take the next step and fight this thing.
How knowledgeable are you in regards to this non-insurable non-coverage for this particular way of attacking her stage 4 cancer? Is it a trip to Mexico, or is it American side?
I think it's in Arizona.
Arizona?
Phoenix, Arizona,
okay.
Yep.
Do you? I sometimes wonder, are they preying on hopeful people? You don't know that, because I'm sure you haven't been to Arizona to talk to the doctors.
No, I don't. I'm very peripheral on the information. I try to get it as it comes through. The sisters, filter it out to people as it comes in. So we're all wishing for the best and praying hard. She's got a very strong support group with her family and with her friends. I mean, she's sang for millions of people but thousands of people that have, gone through a tough time. They're just a great family. And for this to happen suddenly like this is just a total shock. I mean, we had just done some shows in November and December with Sister. We did a Christmas show at the Grand for 8 days. We were in Faribault before that at the Paradise Arts Center doing their Blaze Orange is the New Black. They did a show for the widows of hunters that were gone.
Oh.
And that was fantastic. So I will talk more about that later, because that was a kind of an interesting show. A lot of the women wore hunter's garb to the theater, and they were all in the same room. It was neat.
So $150,000, that's a huge amount of money to raise. And the contacts that you have in regards to the various places that they may have appeared, and the friendships they may have made, and the appreciation of their music, hopefully people get together and help her out. Mm-hmm. But I'm going a golf tournament, Keys Cafe. Wait a minute, Keys Cafe have a miniature golf course in the back end of it or something?
No, every year they do. They pick one family that's going through a tough time, and they make that their goal for the year is to help them. So the golf tournament is based on, the person that they pick, and they picked Alyssa this year. So the golf classic is, I don't think it's on their property, but you could go to keyscafe.com, and I'm sure that all that stuff will be on there of where it is, the cost per, to get into the golf tournament and per foursome and all that kind of stuff. I would recommend, if you were interested in helping Alyssa, to go to keyscafe.com and take a look around there and search that way.
Keyscafe.com. There are some people that are fortunate with great health, and they're somewhat retired, and they're golfing enthusiasts, mm-hmm. and they sometimes will, try to find a tournament that they can enter that's a beneficial type tournament. And I don't know where these people are, who they are, but I know they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
If you want to, go golfing and have a good time and find out what the Key Cafe is like and go up to Roseville, which is not hard to get to, if I remember correctly, there should not be all of that freeway mess that you get on 35W. So anyhow, perhaps somebody out there will go to keyscafe.com.
Yep.
And take a look at that. In the meantime, I'm going to take a brief break, and I'll be back with my guest here this morning. Steve Paoli is my guest. He's a drummer. I enjoy talking to him because I have way back in my head, I thought to myself, why didn't I learn music? why didn't I learn about all these things that these musicians can do in regards to the actual resulting sound, to the study, to the comprehension, and the understanding? I have learned some classical names that they taught us in radio school how to pronounce. And when I talk to somebody about classical music, a guest maybe, I'll mention, oh, my favorite is Rimsky-Korsakov. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, the major in D flat. And I, yep, that's my favorite. And I know I've heard them, but I have no idea what, or, you know, there are so many of them that I enjoy. We'll be right back.
Tackle your hunger the right way at the Quarterback Club in Northfield. Their juicy chicken, tender baby back ribs, and flame-broiled burgers are all made to order. For daily specials, quality food, and great prices, make it the Quarterback Club in Northfield.
Hey, this is Dave.
And I'm Andy, reminding you to tune in to Northfield Outdoors this Saturday at 11 o'clock on KYMN 95 The One, or catch us online at kymnradio.net.
When we'll be talking with John Quilling and Tim Bjork from the Stanton Airport about the history of the airport, activities at the airport, and of course this Sunday's Father's Day fly-in.
Oh, that's right. Sunday is Father's Day, and what about your plans?
What is that? Sunday already?
Yeah, I know. That's what I said when I got a text from my daughter. Can we get together Sunday? Father's Day. Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, probably something along the lines. Nothing major. I'm not the one to go into the pomp and circumstance. I'd be happy if I could just meet my kids and have lunch someplace.
Well, that's the fun part of it is that go out to lunch, and when the bill comes... You know, she wants to buy me lunch, you know, but I know that maybe I wouldn't miss those few bucks or whatever as much as she would. So, you know, just the way it is.
Yeah.
Speaking about busy, you know, the Defeated Jesse James Days has an ambassador program.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is the chairwoman of that. And they've been really busy. This week she was at a... ambassador program in Farmington, and brought the ambassadors along, and they get to know each other and exchange ideas. And then she had a meeting for next year's potential ambassadors over at the restaurant on Woodley and Highway 3. And then tonight she's going to Cambridge for their ambassador program, and of course the ambassadors go with and promote Northfield. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow they'll be in a parade with the float that they put together, and we'll be in the St. Louis Park parade, and then they'll come from there and stop in Farmington and do the Farmington parade. And then she's foregoing the Faribault parade. Used to be we would do all three. Well, she's got a float now, doesn't need my convertible.
Okay.
Which means I don't have to. Well, I like doing that. And then on Sunday, they're taking the float to Winona.
Wow.
To promote Northfield and Defeated Jesse James Days. They make like 80 appearances a year.
No kidding.
And it helps to bring people to Northfield and watch the during the celebration for sure, but also at times like today. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would tell you that. Now you're going to tell me something about busy summer.
It's going to be a busy summer for me too, and I'm blessed that it's going to be. CBO has a lot of outdoor stuff coming up. It's the festival season.
Okay, a lot of people know what CBO is, but they're, believe it or not, a couple of listeners out there that are new to town, mm-hmm. they don't know what CBO is, and Steve Paoli is the drummer for them.
Yep.
And what is CBO?
CBO is an acronym for Casablanca Orchestra. And we're not an orchestra in the sense that we have cellos and all that kind of stuff, but we used to be the house band at Bogart's in Apple Valley, and because the name of the place is Bogart's, they named the band the Casablanca Orchestra. Then after we branched out from Bogart's, we kind of shortened it to CBO.
And, of course, they've been the entertainment center for Defeated Jesse James Days many times and bring in a great crowd. So then I heard about a group that I thought, well, let's see if we can get those. I'm not the entertainment center chairperson or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just on the committee. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't we get Hairball?
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, folks, Hairball is so expensive. They're at the Moon Dance up up north now.
In Walker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played with them or listened to them or traveled with them?
No. I know a couple of the guys in the band. I know Happy is the guitar player, Mike Schneider. And, I think he might be the only guy I know left.
You ever watch him?
I did see him once, about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, okay, in Burnsville.
Yeah, I don't know. What is their thing?
They're all about the 80s and that kind of genre, that kind of music, a lot of lights and kind of maybe, I don't know about pyrotechnics, but a lot of flashy lights, big amplifiers, big hair, you know, spandex, that kind of thing. And then they come out and do, like, you know, period pieces. Kind of like we do in CBO, only it's a different genre. Theirs is all hard rock and heavy metal.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That wouldn't be enjoyable for people my age, probably.
No, I don't know about that. They're pretty loud.
Constantly.
They're
very,
yeah. They're a pretty loud band. Yeah. And that genre of music is pretty loud, too, yeah, you know. They okay. want it as loud as, it has to be loud to be
so
heard.
It's 10:29, and Steve Paoli, a professional drummer, is my guest this morning, and I asked him to come in and join me and talk about what's happening in his life. So I interrupted you with the hairball comment, but I had to hear about them from you.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and CBO.
Yep, CBO this summer, very busy with festivals in Minnetonka. Actually, that one will be the 23rd of this month. They do their summer fest, so we'll be playing in Minnetonka at 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 23rd. Then we'll be in Chanhassen for our 20th year of playing for Chanhassen. They have a huge 3rd of July celebration every year on Lake Ann. It's a big tent, the carnival, lots of, you know, the Hockey Association has a dunk tank. It's very family friendly, and it's just been a phenomenal, one of our favorite gigs that we do every year.
20 years.
This will be our 20th year. We got the key to the city a couple of years ago from Mayor Denny. Yeah, I mean, it's just a great situation.
Pretty big crowd.
A huge crowd. Ever since, we did a couple that were kind of okay, and then we had 1 year where it rained, and everybody came in the tent and stayed, and there was probably 8,000 or 10,000 people in that tent.
Oh, my, that's a big tent.
So when we get done with the song, it sounds like, yeah. I mean, it was like unbelievable.
That's a big tent.
It was a huge
tent. 8,000 or 10,000 people.
It's a huge
tent. How is it compared to our tent?
Very comparable.
Okay.
It may be the same size. It might even be the same tent. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
Yeah.
But it's huge. And we do that the 3rd of July, and we'll be doing that this year. We have a special guest, Ragtown, that plays before us. They're a kind of country-ish Americana band. Very good. So that'll be the 3rd of July, and that's a ton of fun. We did a Prince tribute last year.
I was just going to ask you about Prince, if you, being that you were in Chanhassen, mm-hmm, and got the key to the city,
mm-hmm,
did you each get your own little key?
No, we just got a key.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So tell me the relationship and anything interesting in regards to you and CBO and Prince.
Well, the Chanhassen, you know, he lived in Chanhassen, not too far from where we used to play. And rumor had it that he liked what he heard. He could hear us playing, you know, from wherever he lived, and that he liked what he heard. I never met the guy personally. I have a lot of friends that have played with him. I mean, he's always been the gold standard for musicians in Minnesota. I mean, if you play with Prince, you've arrived. And even if you know somebody that plays with Prince, you know, you're kind of just sharking your way up the tank, but just a fantastic Minnesota icon, and we were asked to play a Prince themed show last year at Chanhassen because it was, you know, a year after he had passed.
Do you have anybody that could do the falsetto like he can do?
Yeah, we have a lot of singers in the band, and people take turns. It depends on what song we're doing, but we did Purple Rain. We actually played along with the movie track. So that was going on with a huge screen behind us.
Yeah.
By 20 by 30 feet screen, so you can kind of see what was going on.
Yeah.
And that was playing, and we were playing along with them. Whose
idea
really
was that?
I believe that was Melanie's idea.
It was
singer.
Your band that did that. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was tough for me because I had to kind of really watch what was going on keep the band playing along with the movie.
Do you use the separator or the wall or whatever you call it that they surround the drummer with?
No, I don't have one of those.
I mean, why do people do that? Is it hard on the up front people?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, when there's singers up front, they want they want to be heard. They want to be able to hear themselves without injuring their instrument, which is their voice. And that's certainly understandable. A lot of drummers play really, really hard, and that's a necessity to have a plexiglass wall. Not only the drums, Wayne, but the cymbals are actually even worse. When you're clanging those cymbals, they're kind of at ear level with the people that are singing in front sometimes.
Yeah.
And that goes right to their, right in their head.
Okay.
So that's probably why I've seen a lot of those, and that's the reason.
All right. I have mentioned on the air before that I never had been a Prince fan until, unfortunately, his death. And then I was watching specials on television about that, and I realized, holy moly, this guy really was good, you know. Except that the songs I would hear on KYMN didn't really play a lot of Prince, although his cousin once stopped by our house.
Really?
Yeah, because one of my ex-sister-in-laws knew somebody, and this guy came down, and he was Prince's cousin.
Okay.
I know. He looked like him. So, anyhow, my question is that when I would hear the hymn, you know, I think, well, that's kind of that, that real high.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, silly. But then when you see it and on what he does on stage, you're going, holy cow, I missed out.
Mm-hmm.
I really missed out. But I did get kind of tired of listening to Purple Rain the year after his death for a year. And I don't think that song's any big deal. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes the simpler songs are the ones that sustain through people's lives. I mean, Purple Rain was a huge hit, and the movie and all that kind of stuff led to his legacy. So it's, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily a complicated piece of music. Sometimes the simpler, the better. I mean, if you look at some of the novelty hits that we've had that you've probably even heard, like the Macarena and the crazy stuff like that.
Cyrus.
I hate to even compare that to Prince. But
my
point was that sometimes it's the simpler songs that are the hits.
What was it? Billy Ray Cyrus had...
Achy Breaky Heart. Yeah. Exactly what I'm talking about.
No, you couldn't get enough of it when it first came out.
Exactly.
Yeah. So which was your favorite song on the set when you... performed Prince music? Which one did you like the best? Which one did the band like the best?
1999 is everybody's kind of favorite because, you know, 2000, it's a party song, and talk about genius. To write that song knowing that the turn of the century is inevitable, I mean, he set himself up really, really well for that, didn't he? I mean,
yeah.
He wrote that song before the turn of the century, knowing that the world is going to need a song that goes 2000 or whatever it is. So I think that's the band. That was kind of the consensus band's favorite song because the crowd really got into it. My personal favorite of that set would have to be Let's Go Crazy because it's really kind of up-tempo and people bounce in the crowd. And when there's a lot of people doing that, it's really wild.
I didn't know about that song until after he died.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, isn't that some stadium uses that for music, bumper music or whatever you call it? And I can't remember which team it is in football or baseball, not baseball, but hockey or football.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Go Crazy. And I didn't know that was a Prince song. I had heard it, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so how out of tune is this man here? How about Little Red Corvette? Where does that stand up in your opinion?
That's a good song. Very a lot of electronics were in that. Electronic drums were in that song. A lot of electronic sounds.
You must hate that, huh?
I did when they came out because I was in a band in Madison, Wisconsin, and the manager basically forced me to play electronic percussion. He even gave me a stipend to go out and buy the stuff. So I was like, well, okay, I'll try it out and see how it works. But it wasn't dependable. I mean, it would be like a rubber pad with a trigger in it, and then you put the sound that you want in there, and you say, I want this to be a cowbell, and you set it up for that. And then you're doing the gig, and it comes along, we got to hit that thing, and you hit it, and it's a tambourine or a triangle. And you're like, what happened?
That was the beginning of that type
it
of
was,
thing. And
yeah.
Now I'm sure that it probably works
a little better.
They got
the bugs worked out. I was at the ground floor.
I didn't mention this. I had Steve McClune on the air last Monday. Very talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of James Brown, the way he sings. And he's just hyper. And very enthusiastic. And just a fun guy. And I have your CD, and I'm playing it, and I didn't want to ask him the question, but I got a feeling that in some of those songs, it's probably all done on a board, you know, as mm-hmm. opposed to in studio, which is the way it goes nowadays, for the most part.
Yeah.
And because it's so perfect, mm-hmm. you know, the drumming especially. And anyhow, is it an insult to ask somebody, well, are you with a band or are you doing electronics?
Oh, no. Any kind of musician question I get is never an insult. I mean, it is what it is. I'm glad. I'm proud to be a musician. I'm thrilled to be still playing after all these years.
Well, I mean, is insulting to the lead man, the singer, to ask him if does he have a real band behind him, or is that all done in a studio with electronics and you're singing to it?
You can phrase it so it's not, you know, like a cut down. Sometimes there's a lot of people that perform with backing tracks. You'll see a solo artist and they'll have backing tracks of other instruments, so you don't have to pay another guy and you don't have to have another guy set up, and there's millions of reasons for it. Not only do I think that's great, but a lot of people think it's a little bit unfair that they're not hiring musicians.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the times are changed now. It's really hard. There aren't clubs to play anymore like there used to. Very hard. Very seldom do you see a big band, even like CBO, because it's expensive to feed all those mouths, you know, and yep. It's tough. We do a lot of weddings, a lot of festivals and stuff where there's a budget, but we don't play any club dates anymore. There are no places to play for bands. And with the microbreweries, it kind of lends itself to a solo artist really quite well. You know, I'm going to come in with my acoustic guitar. I got a little PA here that I can turn up or down as loud as I need to be or as soft as I need to be. And who wouldn't want to hire that? You know, we'll give you a shot.
Who's your agent?
I am my agent.
Okay, so are you knocking on doors of these breweries?
Not yet. And the only mm-hmm. reason, well, it's funny they mention that. I am doing a side project like that with a keyboard player friend of mine named Rich Ferris, but we're not ready to play out yet. Okay. When we do, it'll be the two of us playing the backing tracks, and it'll be doing a lot of songs that people haven't heard in years. Not necessarily the big hits, but songs you're like, oh, I remember that one. Where our list is full of those songs.
You know, when I was a young man, and in my early 20s, we went to piano bars.
Okay.
And we'd sing along on the piano. And so I know a lot of the old songs, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, way before me, because that's the way it used to be. But okay. I guess that would be a somewhat similar comparison about young men and women going out and having fun would be in a piano bar singing along with music, and you'd discover, well, it was early karaoke, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to take a break and come back and continue our conversation with our gentleman seated in the let me ask you this seat, and his name is Steve Paoli, a professional drummer.
Leo South in Lakeville is not your typical power sports company. It's family-owned and run, meaning you actually get to talk to the owners. What's even more impressive is they have 25-plus employees, and they all work every hour they're open, so you don't have to stand in long lines waiting for help. Plus, get faster and more coordinated service. And getting parts? Well, there's so much experience behind the parts counter, you'll be amazed. Our motto is, we sell fun. But every day, our mission is to help you from finding parts, getting service, or shopping for something new. And fun, too. Visit leosouth.com to tempt yourself.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio. We are 1080 on your AM dial, have been for almost 50 years. Come September, it'll be 50 years. And also now, the 95.1 FM, Northfield, Minnesota, the home of Cowles, Colleges, and Drummers. Steve Paoli is my guest. He just showed me a picture of the drum set that he has with the state of Minnesota outline, and have drums will, well, no, what's it called?
Have fun, play drums.
Have fun at playdrums.com.
Okay.
.com. Got to do that. All right. So What else is going on in your life since we last had an opportunity to chit and chat? You mentioned that you're going to Chanhassen for their 3rd of July celebration. You know, I've always said that, we should, have a 3rd of July celebration because you can party and have fun and watch the fireworks and sleep in.
Exactly.
Unless the 4th of July is on a Friday or a Saturday. So, anyhow... you mentioned that gig and other gigs that you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And anything around Defeated Jesse James Days? Any of the local places said beat it?
No, nothing locally. The next one after the 3rd of July is the 14th of July in Hopkins.
Raspberry Festival. Yes, the ambassadors go to all these things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing Raspberry, but I think this is our first year of doing that. So this will be a whole new venue for us, whole new crowd, and we're excited.
And then what do you have going in August?
August, I'll be going to Michigan the first week of the year to play with a band I played with in the 80s called Whistle Gear. They did some records back in early 80s. Then I joined the band in 1987 before I moved to Green Bay. So I was only in the band for a short time. But every year they do a reunion show on the waterfront in Michigan.
A reunion for the band?
Yeah.
Or a reunion for everybody?
Well, they were so popular that they come together as a band and the people all go to the thing to see them.
Okay, so how many would be there for that?
How many people will be in
how
the
many
musicians? There'll
members.
Be three or four people that live in Michigan now. I'll come from Minnesota to play drums. A guitar player comes from Phoenix to play guitar and sing. And I think everybody else is kind of local. They still live in that area.
Okay. Well, I was thinking of, three drummers and three guitars. Hey, it's my turn now. Because if it's a reunion, bands change people frequently.
No, that's a good point.
So I was wondering if that's what they're going to do. And now, with us from 1987 to 1989, Steve Paoli.
That's basically it. But I play drums the whole night. They do bring in other guitar players. But I'd play drums pretty much the whole night.
Have you ever weighed yourself before and after a heavy concert?
No. Not really. I don't.
You should do that. I mean, you're a thin guy.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you lose about 2-3 pounds with that workout on a hot day like today.
Well, playing outside today would be really tough, especially as I get older. That stuff seems to be a lot harder. When I was younger, it didn't seem to bother me at all. But now it's like, oh, my gosh, I have to have a fan blowing and ice water nearby. I mean, you really have to stay hydrated.
Cold beer?
No, I can't drink and play anymore because alcohol really weighs me down.
Yeah.
And, again, when I was younger, Katie bar the door, man. I could – how many beers do you want to throw up here? I can play with one hand and drink with the other. But it got to a point, probably my mid-40s, about 10 years ago, when I was just like, I just can't do that anymore. It just – my arms feel like lead. And when that happens, it's all over for a drummer.
Well, you should give it a try, though, just for the heck of it. I was at Mayo Clinic yesterday for an annual checkup, and I found out that I have lost – 2 inches in height.
Wow.
They actually said I was 5'10", and I used to be 6 feet tall.
Wow.
That happens.
How do they...
And I wasn't even bent over. I was straight as an arrow.
Is that
it
normal?
You do lose height as you age.
Okay.
You can Google it. I'm not an expert, but I was shocked, I remember then being 5'11 and 3/4, and then I went to 5'11 and 5'10". That's all right, I'm happily married, and I don't have to be a big, tall stud anymore, as if I ever were. 13 minutes before 11 o'clock, Steve Paoli, my guest on Kim, a friend you can count on. So you got that August reunion in Michigan, and then do you have any other things that you're doing or CBO is doing in the rest of August or September?
Yep, after that, we're doing a lot of weddings. We got CBO will be doing weddings in August and September. Let's see.
How far in advance do people have to get CBO? I know you told me, I think you traveled to Chicago to play for a wedding one time.
Yeah.
How about that? I remembered that.
Yeah.
How far in advance do people have to book you to do a wedding?
Well, I'd say at least 6 months, maybe to a year.
Okay.
Sometimes, because, like I said before, we're kind of expensive as far as wedding bands go, but you get what you pay for. I mean, we're a fantastic live show. You've seen it before. We do costume changes. We do music from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. We have a girl from American Idol in the band. I mean, we have a lot of talent, so we can cover all the bases.
Who's the girl from American Idol?
That was Andrina. I think you might have brought her in.
Yeah, I got to get this woman named Kat something or other that was on The Voice.
Kat Perkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have her number, and I talked to her live on the air when she performed here in Northfield by phone. And she said she'd be happy, and I want to find out the format that they use for The Voice. You know, some people kind of diss American Idol and The Voice, like, you know, or Dancing with the Stars. But if you watch that show technically and musically, it's a big production. Amazing what they do with the band and with the lighting and the camera angles. And it's just amazing, the production of those shows.
Yeah, it is.
You know, maybe some of the singers just aren't that big of a deal. The dancers maybe not be that good. But I just say, my God, I wonder who's that one person that's sitting there telling you, okay, camera on drums, okay, take them off, go to trombone number three. Okay, all right. You know, doing a football game is hard, but doing something like that is hard. What do you think?
I agree. The production value is off the charts. I mean, all the musicians are first rate. The lighting people are first rate. You don't see any mistakes on TV. I mean, maybe they edit them out, but there's a lot of people on that stage, a lot of people in the band. It is a huge production. The entertainment value is great. I know a lot of people that watch those shows religiously. I mean, they won't miss those shows. I'm a little bit old school in a way that talent shows I think are great for kids, but I don't like the path that American Idol sets for our young performers. Like, all I have to do is go on TV and audition, and I can do my own, you know. I think you should get out there and push gear in the snow, push your truck out of a snowbank, go on the road with a band and get to know people, get to know different areas of what people like, get their feedback. Don't just do it all in front of your mirror and then go to American Idol. I mean, it's okay. It's obviously working. But to me, it's a talent show, and I'd rather see people out there get to the top after busting their chops, you know, after really working hard at it.
I understand what you mean, but let's take The Voice, and they say, let's say it's the second appearance of a singer, which means that they weren't eliminated the first round or whatever.
Okay.
And you go, okay, this guy is pretty good. I like his presence on stage and his dancing and his working the audience. His voice isn't that great. Mm-hmm. And then the announcer will say, and now here's Steve Paoli or whatever. And then the lighting and the band is fantastic. And you go, that 16-year-old girl has this full band and lighting and backup singers.
You bet.
And you go, wow, what a thrill that's got to be, you know. But then what a letdown. I mean, can you imagine after that big production, you sing a song, I'll Walk the Line or whatever, and then the next time you're in some 3-2, well, they don't have them anymore, I don't think, but it's some bar on a guitar and singing I'll Walk the Line. I mean, that's got to be a heartbreaker. But
it's a lot of pressure, and only the chosen few get to that point. I mean, a lot of people leave those auditions crushed, and who knows what happens after that.
You ever watch America's Got Talent?
No, I don't. I haven't.
Well, number one, it's so rehearsed. It's a reality show, and it's a setup, you can tell. And then they have the goofy ones on there so that they can hit their buzzer or whatever. But they do have some really good talent. But guess what? They all come from other countries. But I'm going to be... you can't do that on the radio. Anyhow, they're different countries. Their English is not very well and good. And the end result is they do something fantastic on there. On America's Got Talent. But they're not from America, and they're going back to Poland or Germany or wherever. That was a Wayne editorial. Steve, it's your turn. When we come back on the Wayne Eddy Affair, we're going to take a brief break here. We'll be right back and do a wrap. Talked about your friend, one of the sister or sisters.
Does furniture shopping feel like you are a prey being hunted? Around every corner, there is a salesperson ready to pounce. Not at America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas. You don't have to look over your shoulder as you browse our large selection featuring Ashley Furniture and Serta Mattresses. We will help you when you need it and leave you alone when you don't. Stop into America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas and see how relaxing furniture shopping can be.
Affordable living could be yours at Northfield Manor. Located on the campus of the Northfield Retirement Community, the Manor offers HUD-supported one-bedroom apartments for seniors age 62 and older or for persons with a disability. If your annual income is less than $43,750 per year, you could qualify. Northfield Manor tenants enjoy all the amenities that the Northfield Retirement Community campus has to offer. For more information, call 507-650-7332 today. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
The genuine enthusiasm for helping people get fit is palpable at CrossFit Scopos in Dundas. Every coach brings their expertise along with their desire to help you be the best you you can be. This is Terry Knight, and I've worked out in a lot of gyms and on my own, but the atmosphere provided at CrossFit Scopos in Dundas is nothing like I've ever experienced. I'm challenged and lifted up. I hope you'll take a moment to check them out and let Scopos help you change your life. Go to CrossFitScopos.com. Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Doctors David Brust, David Buck, Bo Stanley, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
All right, it's already 6 minutes before 11 o'clock, and if you are wondering, what in the world? There are so many different people walking up and down our streets, and they all seem to be coming north, from the north, and that's because Carlton's having a big reunion this weekend, and a lot of people are in town, and Bob Will, I generally will have on a Friday, every other two, or maybe every fourth Friday, and he is a retired professor of economics, and he said, Wayne, I am going to be so busy. And then I ran into a fellow next door. This building is owned and operated by Carleton College, and they have a lot of their people that work in the alumni, I think. And there's one fellow that I bump into all the time, and he said, boy, they're really busy. He's 2,600 people on campus.
Wow.
So what was my point? My point was that's why it's busy downtown. Good for the economics of Northfield. Steve, I want to thank you for coming in, but I do want to be sure we give another shout-out about somebody that a lot of people know. There's a group called Sister, and they are sisters. Mm-hmm. And they've performed at the Grand on many occasions, a week-long gig in December, and they've been on KYMN radio several times.
Yes.
And one of the young ladies, well, she has a stage 4 cancer.
Yes.
Of the kidney and liver.
Correct.
That is...
Yep, she's going through a tough time right now.
Have you had an opportunity to talk to her at all?
Yes,
she
I
got
have.
A positive attitude. Or?
Yep, she's doing. She has a very positive attitude. Very, very positive attitude. I just saw her a couple days ago. We're going to do a show for her at Keys Cafe, a benefit that I mentioned on the 25th. That's tied into a golf tournament that Keys Cafe does once a year for a charity of their choice. This year they chose Alyssa Leonard to do that. She could use your help. Her family really needs your help at this time. I found out that golf tournament is going to be at Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville.
So. Nice, nice.
Okay, so that's where that's at. And Keys Cafe has all the information. The benefit itself is the 25th of this month, which is Monday, at Keys Cafe. So if you can give or if you want to play golf for a good cause, please look into that and help us out any way you can.
Okay. And, you know, I just figured out why they used the name Sister as opposed to Sisters.
Why is that?
Well, they're Leonard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember? Are you old enough to remember the Lennon Sisters?
I do remember
Welk?
That. Yeah, I remember
Lawrence
them.
Welk?
Yeah.
You ask them next time you see one of them if the reason they didn't call themselves the Leonard Sisters is because old people like me would remember the Lennon Sisters. And they always harmonized. There was a cute show. I don't know if you remember Lawrence Welk on television.
Yeah, back when we had four channels.
And a three.
North Dakota guy, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And, of course, he'd never admit that. But, you know, he had his champagne music.
Yeah.
And the little bubbles would come up on the screen.
You bet.
And Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa would be glued to the television. Nobody talked during the Lawrence Welk show. And my mother was involved in watching Bishop Shannon, I think it's called. Bishop Sheen.
Okay.
And he would give a lecture on Friday night, or about a half hour long. And, you couldn't talk during Bishop Sheen's commentary. So, old memories for me. Thank you for being in here to help me get some old memories going, and the piano bar we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, if you would like to see Steve Paoli on drums, he'll be happy to teach you. His studios are located in his cabin up by Circle Lake, and you can go on his website and find out the times available and the cost involved, and you just go to Have Fun Play Drums. Did I get it right?
That is absolutely right. Yeah.
All right. HaveFunPlayDrums.com?
Yes.
Com?
Yeah.
Okay. Have Fun Play Drums, all one word.
Yep.
.com.
Correct.
Okay. So if you're least bit interested, do that. Do you know Richard Hansen?
I don't know Richard Hansen. Not by name, anyway.
Okay. He used to play drums with some of the garage bands around here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just wondered if you guys knew him. We got the sister deal that you wanted to let people know about. You got your new business that you're doing 100% in drum teaching, or yeah, teaching drums.
Yeah.
And I love it in the parades when the Cracker Jacks or whatever come by, you know, with the... And last Saturday, the Rice County Sheriff's Motorcycle Patrol was in... Bullhead Days, Waterville.
Okay.
And we're all on trikes and motorcycles, and the local high school band was playing right behind us. So it had all of this rhythm going to their steps,
cool,
all through the parade. And the little kids would be bouncing around, and so I'd start bouncing around on my trike. And it was just a good, fun family thing to do. And we're going to do that again tomorrow night in Faribault. And I don't think we'll have the band behind us, but always a lot of fun to get involved in those things. Well, Steve, I want to say thank you very much for coming in today, because it's always interesting to talk to you, and keep us appraised or prized, or keep us informed on what you're up to, and perhaps do another show later this year.
I will. Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. And now I'm going to go with identifying the station. Do you want to give the station identification, or should I?
Is it 95.1 The One FM?
Yes, but don't forget the granddaddy.
KYMN AM 1080 in Northfield, Minnesota.
Perfect.
95.1 The One.